LA is a tremendous market for NASCAR. It's number one in fans per capita, that younger demo. So it just made sense for us to do something right downtown. And it's going to be an incredible look for us. So we're looking forward to putting on the Busch Light Clash at the Coliseum on February 6th. This is Patrick Rogers with NASCAR, and you're on the road with Dane on WGN.
720 WGN, high atop Chicago in the Skyline studio. And as we get into the NASCAR season just around the corner, excited to have the Vice President of Marketing for NASCAR, the one and only Patrick Rogers. Welcome to WGN.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So excitement this time of year is always running high, never more than this year with the Busch Light Clash right around the corner and across the country on the West Coast at the LA Coliseum. It's so cool. It's absolutely crazy. So Patrick, how did this happen?
Man, it is really cool. So I'll tell you, it happened via text exchange, I think just a couple of years ago. Ben Kennedy, who's our SVP of Strategic Development, was texting with Steve O'Donnell, who oversees all of our competition elements. And he was like, do you think we can do this? Right. I think the LA Coliseum, you know, it kind of made sense. It was a big enough venue where we thought we could get a quarter mile track in it, quarter mile asphalt track. So they were exchanging notes. They ended up connecting with Joe Furin, who's the GM of the Coliseum. And, you know, conversations ensued, and we got to the point where it did make sense. And so we jumped at the opportunity to have an event here. The timing is perfect, right? It's the week before the Super Bowl. Same market. LA is a tremendous market for NASCAR. It's number one in fans per capita. It's number one with that younger demo, that 18 to 34. So it just made sense for us to do something right downtown, just a few miles from downtown LA. And it's going to be an incredible look for us. So we're looking forward to putting on the event, the Busch Light Clash at the Coliseum on February 6th.
The Busch Light Clash at the Coliseum. There's that big phrase that goes around all the time these days, is meeting people where they are. Amazing to take NASCAR in its biggest, best, brightest form and kind of meet them where they are. The Super Bowl, the West Coast, like you said, LA. The thing is, like, the impossible is possible for NASCAR these days. Like, road courses are king. Bristol is a dirt race, and you paved the Coliseum. It's one thing for them to agree and you decide, okay, this is really cool. Talk a little bit about the work involved, because we've seen, all the listeners have seen a lot of that footage, the photographs of just what it takes place. It's one thing to agree, it'd be great. It's another thing to make it happen.
Yeah. So, you know, you probably saw, we didn't announce this event until September of 21, right? So we've done a lot in a short amount of time, but Derek Muldowney, who manages and oversees design and development for NASCAR, you know, put a team together, worked with a lot of local contractors. And they were able to get, you know, we took over the property, so to speak, right at the end of December, just before the holiday break. And in that time between now and I'm talking to you today, they've been able to put all the groundwork down. We had to put protective layers and whatnot down on the field and pour a quarter mile asphalt racetrack that has fencing, safer barrier, everything you would expect at a NASCAR event. It has it, and it's ready to go. I was there last week. The asphalt's done. I mean, at this point, it's really just putting some final touches on, some paint on the track, things of that nature. But we're ready to go. And, man, when they first approached me about, you know, working on the project, I'm like, are you serious?
Right.
Because it kind of does sound crazy. But it, man, when you look at it, the property looks phenomenal. And we're going to put on an incredible event here in just a couple of
weeks. Oh, it's so brave. It's just so awesome. You know, the last couple of years to see how NASCAR is trying to be more things to more people, think outside the box in a bunch of different ways, go to the fans. So the fans are excited. So what are they going to – well, there's two questions. So what are the fans going to see? We know it's going to be, you know, a super short track race. What are they going to see? And then also, too, it's like, what did the drivers say? It's one thing for you guys, you know, side on the marketing side, hey, this is really cool. This works. The drivers, did they think it was crazy too?
So I think at first they probably did, right? You know, because again, until you start to see it come to life, it's hard to imagine what it's going to look like. But just like everyone else, as those, you know, pictures have made it onto social media, I think the enthusiasm level of the drivers continues to ratchet up. I actually saw a few of them this past weekend at the NASCAR Hall of Fame induction ceremony. And each of them is looking forward to getting out here. And I know that all of them want to be the driver that gets to put their name on that first trophy right at the inaugural event at the Coliseum. So they're enthusiastic about it. We talked about fans, right? You talked about, you know, going where they are. Of the tickets sold to date, Dane, 69% of those are going to be a first-time attendee to a NASCAR-owned event.
What?
So the event's kind of doing what we wanted it to do, right? We want to introduce our sport. to a new fan. And what they're going to see, a little bit different. It's an exhibition race for us. It's not a points-paying event, so it allows us to do some things differently. But they're going to see our brand-new next-gen car on the track. They're going to see, you know, traditional sort of NASCAR competition in terms of, you know, close racing, beating and banging. But the format's going to be a little bit different. We're going to have a round of qualifying on Saturday, and that'll set the field for four separate heat races. So we'll distribute, you know, the teams evenly in those four heat races. We'll take the top four for the heats and push them into the final. Anybody that doesn't transfer from the heat races will compete in two last chance qualifiers. We'll take the top three from those, and then we have one provisional spot left over from the highest finisher in points in 21. So that'll set the field of 23 teams. We can't put 40 cars out there.
Okay.
Enough space. So it'll be 23 drivers and teams competing in the final of the Clash, which is 150 laps. And we'll have a midway point in that because we can't do live pit stops. There's just not enough space to have all the pit stalls and whatnot set up. So we'll do a mid-race break to allow teams to change some tires and make a few adjustments, put fuel in the car. During that break, we'll have our version of a halftime show. We're calling it the race break, but Ice Cube, we announced that 2 weeks ago, that's going to be a performer for that. And then we're also going to have Pitbull do a concert before the race even starts.
What?
So there's not action on the track, there's going to be action off the track. You know, my intent is to not have a dull moment from the word go when we start at 12 p.m. Pacific time until we throw the checkered flag a little bit later that
day. Oh, man, it's so awesome. Let the listeners know we're talking with Patrick Rogers. He is the vice president of marketing for NASCAR. You mentioned, and that's mission accomplished right there, to get people, you know, new fans, new eyeballs on the sport in the stands for NASCAR. A lot of the ways that people experience racing is through television. Those great partners on NBC in the beginning of the season, the Fox folks, what a great team they have. Have you talked with them? Are they excited about how they're going to be able to showcase this? This is all new, all different, all very cool for them too. What are they going to do?
So Fox is over the moon, right? This is right in their backyard. And originally the TV window we had for this event was on FS1. Well, they moved it. They were able to clear things out, and we're going to be on Fox the entire, it's going to be 6 hours of coverage on Fox when it's all said and done. And what that does for us is it's 6 hours of putting our sport in front of not only our core fan, but potential new fans that we think we're going to, you know, garner some interest from. And then it's also going to be promotion for our Daytona 500, which is 2 weeks later, which is our biggest event of the year. So Fox is just, they couldn't be more excited. They've been phenomenal partners on this one thus far. I don't know if you've noticed, but they've been promoting the event during their coverage of the NFL games over the last few weeks. So I'm essentially going to have the entire state of California watching that, and Fox is going to be promoting the Clash. So we think each time they've done that, we've seen a tremendous spike in sales and interest. We think it'll do it again. Ticket sales are trending phenomenally. You know, there's not that many left, so I would encourage people to go get one if they're interested in coming out at NASCAR.com/LA Coliseum is the best place to go, and you can get to the ticket page from there. But yeah, man, it's going to be a good one.
We're going to have links up at WGNradio.com for all of that stuff. It is going to be exciting. You couldn't have drawn it up from a marketing perspective any better, and to see it all come together is super, super cool. Last thing, and let the listeners know again, we're talking with Patrick Rogers, Vice President of Marketing for NASCAR, as he builds the one of the most incredible situations in all of sports. I think people will be talking about it for years and years to come. Is one of the great things Fox does this, and of course you guys want to make all those connections and relationships on the community side from that marketplace, the community leaders and all of those other people that may be involved, maybe at the race in the LA community, not just the fan side of things, but like the town itself. What have you heard so far?
You know, the buzz continues to grow. Joe Furin is our contact at the LA Coliseum, and a lot of his partners have reached out asking, you know, what is this? How can I be a part of it? We've actually met many of their surrounding partners over at the venue. They're excited about it, want to know what, you know, we're bringing to town. How can we partner not only for the weekend, but for the future?
Yep.
We're doing a lot of things with the local Boys and Girls Clubs, who we have a partnership with. We'll be bringing a lot of those kids out to the event. We're also going to announce something a little bit later in the week with All Kids Bikes, where we're going to be donating bikes to upwards of 50 schools in the community. So we want to be good stewards when we come to any town or any market. You know, we want to make sure that we're being good partners with all of the surrounding community elements and businesses and things of that nature. So lots of interest. I think they're excited to see us come. I think that we're going to end up putting on a good show for everyone. And to your point, going to be a lot of buzz, you know, leading up to and even after.
All cylinders. It is hitting on all cylinders, no pun intended, Patrick Rogers. This is an amazing stuff. Again, we'll have links up at WGNradio.com. Encourage everybody to get on NASCAR.com, and we'll have links up for that. Get themselves tickets. If they can't see it in person, see it on television, on Fox. It's going to be great. So, Patrick, thanks so much. I know there's lots of work to do, probably every second until you get to it, so we'll let you get back to it. But thanks so much for everything you guys are doing as a sport, and thanks for jumping on the show today.
Well, I appreciate the opportunity. And yeah, there's a lot to be done between now and February 6th, but things are progressing well. We've, you know, assembled a tremendous team. Everybody working on it has a ton of passion and enthusiasm for it. So the place is going to look great when the industry shows up and everyone tunes in or attends on February 6th. So again, I appreciate the opportunity.